My name is Tina, and I've never felt like I fit in. It started when I was in first grade. I didn't get along very well with the other students, but I prided myself on being really smart. I actually have always enjoyed learning in academics. And I was smart enough to be put with the third graders in the reading and language arts classes. And things were going well until my parents announced that we were moving to Hong Kong. And we moved to Hong Kong, and my parents said, "You and your sister need to learn Chinese. And the best way to learn Chinese is to go to a Chinese-speaking school." And we didn't speak the language. My parents gave us tutors to start off with, but that quickly ended when my dad got in a fight with our tutor. Our teacher had 40 kids to manage, so we didn't get a lot of extra teacher time. So I really struggled. I saw myself as being the smart kid, so I applied myself and I worked my butt off. But I couldn't get ahead. I was barely passing, if anything. And I was really struggling to fit in, not only academically, but socially, because I didn't speak the language, and I was in an all-girls school. And girls at that age love dolls, and they love domestic games. And I liked board games and ideas and science, and I couldn't communicate that, and we didn't have games in our class. So I really felt like I didn't fit in all through my experience in Hong Kong. And we were there for 4 years. And for all 4 years, I pined for the day that I could go back to the United States and be American again and go home. And when my parents finally announced that we were going to America, I was like, yes! And then we moved back. And we moved back to Oakland, California. And Oakland can be a pretty rough place. I actually got put in a classroom with the leftover kids, because my teacher was brand new and all the other teachers had chosen their favorite students. And these kids really struggled. My teacher spent the whole time trying to discipline them in the class. And all I wanted to do was study and learn and be smart again. But they were struggling with the issues that they had because they had single parents and parents who were addicted and parents who were incarcerated. And there were fights every single day in school, and they were all in my class. And again, I didn't feel like I fit in. So those early life experiences, oftentimes when we experience trauma early in life, we unconsciously try to recreate that. And that's what I did. After college, I was a software engineer. And I started to get interested in neuroscience. And my boyfriend at the time convinced me that I should go apply to graduate school in neuroscience. Now, academia was, although I loved to learn, it was extremely hard for me. I had worked my butt off just for about a 3.0 average. I really struggled in school. But I let him convince me that I should go and get my PhD in neuroscience. And when I arrived, again, I struggled. I was amazed or overwhelmed by how much work there was, and I panicked on a regular basis. My teachers saw it and several teachers asked me, "Do you really belong here?" And I said, "Well, I just need to get through the classes, and then everything will be easy." And they laughed at me, because that was the craziest thing to think. Well, it turns out I was diagnosed in my third year of graduate school, after all the academics were over, the classes were over, that I had a learning disability, which explains why I'm very smart on one hand and why I have a real struggle absorbing information. So I was struggling, and again, I didn't feel like I fit in. I did graduate, I got my PhD, and after that I did some postdoctoral fellowships where I kept trying to push the field forward, and the field said, "I don't want to hear from you," and they kept pushing back. And I pushed hard enough that I got pushed out of the field. And so in moments of despair, I tried to figure out, what am I going to do next? And I thought, maybe I should try helping people with this technique called emotional freedom technique. It's exactly what it sounds like. It helps people release emotions around trauma. And so at the campus I was working at, I put up a bunch of signs and I just waited. And the calls started coming. And people came to me and asked for help, and I was able to help them. And I thought, I think I need to keep doing this. Now, emotional freedom technique is a technique in energy medicine. I identify as a scientist, and yet I felt rejected by that community. I don't talk like an energy practitioner, but I am one. So, like Ginger, I'm sitting between two very different worlds, trying to feel where I fit in. But the difference this time is, instead of feeling like I don't fit in and a reject, I feel really good about where I sit. And it's because the techniques that I use for my clients, I've been able to help people with. The techniques that I've been able to help people with help me release trauma. And so I've released the trauma of the past. I've released the depression, the anxiety, and the learning disabilities. And most of importantly, the belief that I don't fit in. And the wonderful thing is that on the other side of that trauma, that belief that I don't feel in, the despair around that, is a celebration of my unique gifts. And so I realize that the difference between feeling like you don't fit in a negative way and celebrating your unique gifts is just a matter of attitude. So if any of you feel like you don't fit in, know that that's stuff that you can release. There are techniques out there that can help you. And what's wonderful about that is on the other side of that is a celebration of your unique gifts that you can use for good. And so, my name is Tina, and I don't fit in, and I absolutely love it.